So what I want to tell you tonight is to get your booster shot, because you have something that'll help you with what you already have. And I looked at the word booster, and so it came to the word boost. And boost means to lift or raise, but pushing forward from behind or below. Amen? So let's just do an imaginary weightlifting. Come on, let's push it up. Boost it up. Or somebody is trying to climb up on a wall or something, and you get under them and you what? Lift them up. If I want to go through the I want to go through the threshold back there, I just go get in my husband's arm and he'll boost me on through, just carry me through with ease. He didn't say amen. Glory to God. I told you, I didn't come here for you to just, I sure be glad when she finished. When is she going to be long? Shout hallelujah! Hallelujah! Those of you who are watching, you better shout hallelujah! Hallelujah! And if you don't have a good reason, everybody say good reason. And you know between you and God whether it's a good reason. For not being here this Wednesday night, just decide I'm going to be there next Wednesday night. Rain, sleet, snow, if they're open, I'm going to be there. Say that. I'm talking to the people watching my live stream, but those of you who are here too. Shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. To boost means to advance or to aid by speaking well of, to promote. So you here get the booster shot because it'll promote better health, keep you well, keep you strong, keep you from getting the virus or whatever. And, you know, we've been getting booster shots forever. I was at the doctor a few years ago, and they said, have you had some shot? I don't even remember what it was. He said, now you need to get the booster shot. That was before COVID. So this booster shots are not new, but we hear it all the time. And I mentioned Dr. Fauci because I wanted to make this analysis, being a household name, because we hear it in the news when we listen, read it in the paper magazines or whatever. But do you notice what the world has done? Jesus, everybody say Jesus, should be a household name in every house. And they are trying to mute it and make it non-existent. I got news for you. You can't make him go away. You might shut him out of your house. You might shut him out of your life. You might shut him out of your activity. But he'll rise again somewhere else. Hallelujah. Because those of us who have him in our hearts, getting ahead of yourself, girl, will raise that name. Let's just show the devil we ain't scared. Say, Jesus! At home, better shout that name. It's above every name. Every sickness, every disease, everything must bow to that name. You got to learn to use it. Got to learn to use it. Takes practice and using it and getting revelation from God to know how to do it. Amen. Amen. Boost also means to increase. Like, you know, you go to the store. I went to, hardly ever go to Dollar Tree. But I went to Dollar Tree Monday or Tuesday. Day is Wednesday, so it was Monday. And I noticed something was $1.25. And I noticed something over there was $1.25. I said, Lord, what happened to the sign that says, everything's a dollar. A boost in what? Prices. And as a noun, it's an upward shove or raise or a lift. It's something that helps one progress in your maybe education or whatever it is. You remember Toya talking about Princess having some problems in algebra and she went to the school, blah, blah, blah. And she told him, I have gotten her a tutor. I have gotten her a booster. Somebody that can aid her, help her to go where she needs to go. I don't know much about cars, Bo, but it's somewhere on there you put some kind of boost or something on a car to make it run or work. Amen? Can you shout hallelujah? So a booster, okay, I couldn't hear you, but a booster is a person or a thing that boosts, that aids or helps. Say, I'm a booster. Say, I'm a booster. Say, I'm a booster. Say, I help spread the gospel. I talk about Jesus. I ain't scared. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, if I have a student that's listening, a former student who calls me on the carpet, that would make me happy. Be quiet. I've got one that's in here. Amen. Two in here, as a matter of fact. Listen, as we were studying and preparing the lesson, and I was saying, Lord, what do I teach? And he said, go back to the core. And that's what the Lord said, go to the core. And so in order to get a booster, let me say this, you must have had a boost, or you need a boost. And once you get a boost, you get a booster to help the boost. Amen? Is that clear? Amen, amen, amen. I don't do sugar, but when I drink tea and coffee, well, just a little bit, I don't want it just plain. Maybe you drink your coffee just plain and black, don't you? No cream, no sugar. I used to want oodles of cream, but now I'm less. Just a tad of sugar. That's my booster for the coffee or the tea. Amen. I want that word booster to ring in your heart and in your mind, but I don't want you to have it connected with COVID-19. All right? All right. So his father said, Cora, go to the core or to the beginning. You must believe in order to receive. Say that. I must believe in order to receive. Tell your neighbor, say, you must believe in order to receive. And once you get it, you need to share it. Because somebody's eternity may depend on your sharing, my sharing, what I'm about to share with you. Because when the Lord told me to do this, I'm thinking, Lord, they know all of this stuff. He said they have to be prepared to share it. Tomorrow, who knows but that you will run across Jack, John, Sally, Sue, who don't know the name of Jesus. And just like Sarah did with the young man, and lead them to the Lord. Sarah, when he get to heaven, and he'll say, where is Sarah Jean's mansion? I want to thank her for telling me who Jesus is. Shout hallelujah. So let's go to Hebrews chapter 6, and most of the scriptures are in King James. Hebrews chapter 6, but I'm only reading the middle portion of the verse, and later on, if I get to it, we'll read the rest of the verse. And so we have a lot of scriptures, and I'm going to try to speed them up a little bit so I can really let you see what the booster is. You already have it. You already have it. You just have to access it and use it. Amen? Glory to God. Hebrews chapter 6 says, he that cometh to God must believe that he is. He that cometh to God must believe that he is. Said, even though I've never seen him, say it, even though I've never seen him, I believe that he is. I believe that he exists. He's God. And what better proof can I have of this than the scripture itself? All scripture is given to teach us what we need to know. Holy men of God of old wrote them down. and we have access to them. Can you shout hallelujah? Can you shout hallelujah? Can you shout hallelujah?